Dealing with reality. Dealing with traumatic memories is, however, just the beginning of treatment. Numerous studies have found that people with PTSD have more general problems with focused attention and with learning new information. Alexander McFarlane did a simple test. He asked a group of people to name as many words beginning with the letter B as they could in 1 minute. Normal subjects averaged 15 words. Those with PTSD averaged 3 or 4. Normal subjects hesitated when they saw threatening words like blood, wound, or rape. McFarlane's PTSD subjects reacted just as hesitantly to ordinary words like wool, ice cream, and bicycle. After a while, most people with PTSD don't spend a great deal of time or effort on dealing with the past. Their problem is simply making it through the day. Even traumatized patients who are making real contributions in teaching, business, medicine, or the arts, and who are successfully raising their children, expend a lot more energy on the everyday tasks of living than do ordinary mortals. Yet another pitfall of language is the illusion that our thinking can easily be corrected if it doesn't make sense. The cognitive part of cognitive behavioral therapy focuses on changing such dysfunctional thinking. This is a top-down approach to change in which the therapist challenges or reframes negative cognitions, as in, let's compare your feelings that you are to blame for your rape with the actual facts of the matter. Or, let's compare your terror of driving with the statistics about road safety today. I'm reminded of the distraught woman who once came to our clinic asking for help with her 2-month-old because the baby was so selfish. Would she have benefited from a fact sheet on child development or an explanation of the concept of altruism? Such information would be unlikely to help her until she gained access to the frightened, abandoned parts of herself, the parts expressed by her terror of dependence. There is no question traumatized people have irrational thoughts. I was to blame for being so sexy. The other guys weren't afraid. They're real men. I should have known better than to walk down that street. It's best to treat those thoughts as cognitive flashbacks. You don't argue with them any more than you would argue with someone who keeps having visual flashbacks of a terrible accident. They are residues of traumatic incidents. Thoughts they were thinking when, or shortly after, the traumas occurred that are reactivated under stressful conditions. A better way to treat them is with EMDR, the subject of the following chapter.